Given our current circumstances as people, the struggle that seems to persist for all of humanity, how could it be possible that we could think self-improvement is some kind of gimmick? That self-help shouldn't equate to self-health. And pick a category, any category that applies to you as a person. Financial, because that's always clickbait. Spiritual, physical, on and on. If you are ignoring what I like to say self-health because of what it appears to be as far as self-help, self-improvement, then you're ignoring yourself. Because self-health, and I'm going to get tongue-tied soon, to me, equates to fully understanding your role and responsibility in life. Because in any endeavor that you seek out, anything that you choose to do, in any area that you look to be successful, if you don't understand your role and responsibility, you can't fully commit, you can't be fully prosperous, and you just flat out won't be successful. Look at any framework, and most of us can align with the simple and basic form of our professional culture and what we do for work. You're hired to perform a role. You get paid for the level of effort, input, and impact you have in your professional space. And so outside of that, or using that as somewhat of, again, framework, self-health and your role and responsibility to life, excuse me, how could you possibly be ignoring that? And what is it you want to discuss? What is it you want to hear? What is the propaganda that is generally pushed? Because I subscribe to some of it, not all of it, but I've tried a lot of it. Because it's deeper than 4 a.m. wake-ups. Yes, I believe in it. It's deeper than cold showers. Did that for a year. It hurts. It's bigger than reading and meditating and praying and anything else that aligns with what would be promoted in this space. In the self-help, which I call self-health space. Because if you're not endeavoring out for any sort of improvement for self, like how I flipped that, right? Then you're ignoring yourself. And if you're ignoring yourself, you're not living up to the full potential of your role and responsibility. That's what it comes down to. Helping you is helping what also would be considered part of your health, your environment. You have an impact in your environment somehow. What is your role in life? Who are you today in life? Bigger than your dreams, aspirations, and goals. Yes, I think you should march towards them. Yes, I think it's never too late. All those things that give you butterflies, goosebumps, and make your hair stand up. All that motivational jargon, I believe in it. But outside of just the on-the-surface accomplishments, outside of what the material objects could bring to you, it's the idea that if you don't help yourself, you lose sight of who you really are. And if you lose sight of who you really are, then who are you really? And I think today I had somewhat of an epiphany. I've been doing cardio every morning. It goes some of that cliche stuff, which I believe in. Why? Forget the fact that it's good and it feels good to run miles and to jump rope. I'm big on jumping rope. I'm going to get into in a second on what happened with my rope experience this morning. But what that does is promote a healthy heart. And if you haven't realized it yet, if your heart stops beating, well, you know. Anyway, so I was jumping rope this morning, feeling like Rocky. I love jumping rope. It's a great feeling. Heart rate gets up real high, really healthy for the heart. You should do it. And as I was jumping rope, my rope actually broke, split. And it was odd because as I was jumping, I felt a weird sensation. Why? Because it was naturally different and the rope broke. But think about the possibility that I was jumping with a broken rope. I don't even know how that's possible, but it seemed to have been done because I felt the imbalance. One side all of a sudden felt heavier and disconnected, right? Felt disconnected. And it triggered me. Something's wrong here. So I stopped and I looked and my one rope was now in two. Why do I think this is important? Why do I think it led to an epiphany? Why are you still listening? Well, I'm about 3 years into my journey and I bought that rope 3 years ago. And some way, somehow, you could walk a path for 3 years. And this is part of why I think self-help is critical and vital. And you sometimes feel like you've made no progress. That I think is the most difficult thing. That is why I think we quit on ourselves. Because the realization that you could be taking steps forward and you know you're going forward. But because we're so visually driven, you wake up in the same bed. Like I've been in the same bed for the past 3 years, actually the past 6 years. You wake up feeling like and seeing as if you're in the same spot. So you start to question, I think I'm moving forward, but every day I wake up, I see the same things. So nothing's changing. And that really, that has a tremendous impact on your mindset. Because you're trying, you're putting an effort, you're following all the things that all these gurus said to follow, but you're waking up in the same spot. So that's essentially a big mind fuck. And this entire process of self-health is an absolute mind fuck that I think you need to learn to appreciate, that it's never going away, and ignoring it and procrastinating and trying to eliminate that possibility from your life is just eliminating the potential of you. Full stop. Period. Back to the rope. The beauty of the rope breaking was I was actually going through an insecure moment in my mind. I was having one of those, it's 5 o'clock, even though I had my energy drink in me and my heart was beating real fast and I had all the natural energy and excitement. I shouldn't say natural, but the excitement that comes with that, I just was not feeling it. I got into a self-reflective mode. I started to think about that it's been 3 years. I started to think about my channel. I started to think about the progress or the lack thereof. I started to think about my financial situation. I started to think about my overall feeling of self. And you get into a space where it's kind of like, man, you know, nobody's watching. Nobody's there to really hold you accountable. There's no prize. There's no obvious prize being presented. And we're human. It's natural. If we don't feel incentivized, you start to think, why am I doing this? And so I had one of those, why am I doing this mornings? And it's kind of been persistent for me now for the last week or two. And that's fine. It's part of the process. It's natural. I'm working through it. But the rope breaking for me was confirmation, whether it be from God, from universe, or just coincidence, that even though you can't see the progress, progress is being made. And even though you can't see the steps, steps are being taken. And even though you can't see the growth, and sometimes you can't feel the growth, growth is occurring. And the fact that you can have reflective moments, the fact that you can go back into an insecure space, the fact that you can identify that you're not feeling it, that you could feel like you're out of place, not out of pocket somewhat, but just lost. You feel lost and almost invaluable. I felt that way. Maybe you don't. All good. But I think that's a natural progression of understanding that part of your role and responsibility is that not only will there be those days, because that's somewhat cliche, and I know you've heard this before, but I want to emphasize the reality of why those days are important. They're necessary for all ends of the spectrum, for all ends of the pendulum that swings, and that these moments are real regardless of who you are, where you are, what you've accomplished. And your ability to have self-health is your ability to not necessarily rationalize these experiences because they're necessary experiences. It's to align with it. It's to have the appropriate acceptance of these downturns, of these moments of insecurity, of these moments of instability, right? It's like the seesaw. And sometimes the weight of the pressure of life is, it has you all the way up. And you're looking up and you're trying to pull this weight down, and all your might and all your strength some days, you just can't. But if you don't have proper self-health, when you have those days, when you're all the way up on the seesaw, you still have a role and responsibility to play. If you believe in spirituality and faith and God, you're still the child of Creator. And He still instilled something in you that you must do. Going back to your professional space, if you're a professional, and you could be, you know, I get really frustrated when I hear some people sometimes talk about trying to demean roles. I've cleaned toilet bowls. And for people who clean toilet bowls, who think that their job's not important and that there's no growth there either, I worked for a $7 billion organization where we met every morning, all the suits and ties. It was about 100 people inside of this big conference room, and everybody would stand up. And the chief medical officer and the chief, who was also the chief operating officer, would have this whiteboard out, right? It was actually like an easel, big white paper. And he would have everything categorically outlined that needed to happen for the business to be successful. A $7 billion organization. And do you know the first place he started? The first suit and tie that had to step to the room in front of 100 people and essentially report on lights on, lights off. Are we green or are we red? Are we healthy or are we at risk? Was housekeeping. So if you're out there cleaning toilets, there's somebody in a suit and tie that has to represent a $7 billion organization that's responsible for thousands of toilets and beds and facilities to make sure that they're working properly for some sort of organization at mass scale. So it doesn't matter what you're doing today. You don't have to stay in that space. If you can execute and dominate at a high level, it doesn't matter what your role is. There's a suit and tie. There's someone who has to oversee, watch, manage, and make sure things run at a high level. And housekeeping and facilities, if bathrooms aren't clean, if beds aren't and rooms aren't clean, and the lights aren't on, there's no business. So for your self-health, apply that same logic and concept. Are you feeling clean on the inside? Are you feeling receptive to all of your emotions? Are you just really wanting to have only good days and thinking that that's logical, and that when you don't, when you're imbalanced and that pendulum has swung, you can't even, there's a middle ground. It doesn't have to always be euphoric or always be doom and gloom. In fact, it isn't. It's mostly here in the center. Life is lived, right? Here goes some more cliche. Why do they talk about the present moment? Because all you have right now is the present. And staying here and now allows you to immerse yourself fully, regardless of emotions, in what you have, which is right now. This is why self-health is important. I don't care what you're looking to endeavor out on. You have a role and responsibility. So spiritually, you're still a son, a daughter, a child of God, if you believe, of Creator, of universe. Professionally, you have a job. You should do it to the best of your ability. Why would you spend 40 hours a week doing something half-ass? I don't get it. I don't get it. And I've worked at the lowest of lows, and I've worked my way up to suit and tie. So I understand the grind of each. Fine. That's a large majority of where people like to align themselves when they think, role. I'm aligned with God. At least people think they are. I digress. I don't want to get into that. I'll go off on a semi-tangent that I don't want to do. And I have to work. What other roles and responsibilities do you have? A lot of the demographics I see on my YouTube page, it's typically 30 to 40 and 40 to 50 who watch my channel the most. Almost have 500 subscribers, which I feel blessed and grateful for. But at the same time, I can say I only have basically 500. See how that works? When I had one, it was like, oh, yeah. Now I'm at 500. It's like, well, I've come a long way, but there's people who have millions. So it depends on how you see this thing, right? Glass half full, glass half empty. Anyhow, if you're 30, 40, 50, then it's likely you've progressed in the standard evolution of life, which, cliche alert, you probably have a family. That's why you're working. So you probably have a role as a husband or a mother, I should say a wife, a father or a mother, whatever those things are. When you don't bring your self-health to that role and responsibility, what are you getting out of that relationship? It's real. And I think I started it, if I can remember how I started it, how we could not believe with where we are as a society today that self-improvement is not absolutely a responsibility, a requirement, should be where you put your most focus. It's because of, again, cliche, here we go, the legacy you leave. You can go and search, and everyone has problems. Legacy is not financial only. It should be. Go get it as much as you can. Beautiful. God bless. We know, yes, I believe money makes you happy. It doesn't fulfill all problems. It doesn't. It still leaves gaping holes. The framework for success, for self-health, is not one-dimensional. But the concept of bringing the best you to every part of the math equation, because it's all math, should be what it is that you focus on from a self-health perspective. When I bring the best me, the most consistent me, to every one of my relationships, forget the shot. That's what a cold shower does. That's what meditation does. That's what praying does. That's what cardio does. That's what lifting weights does. That's what reading books do for you. It gives you the power to be able to maximize the potentiality of who you are, which is really just a thinking, feeling, and action-based creature. Because you're presented with situations daily. Think about the baseline of what people are telling you when they talk about self-improvement. It's moment to moment. So if all you have is the right here and right now, and you're thinking, I'm going to be a gazillionaire and the most influential person in the world or the president of the universe, that's fine. Go. Get it. Not knocking it. But you still have a whole bunch of traditional standard relationship moments. You still have to be a regular human. You still need a level of consciousness, a level of thought. You still need to have your organs functioning. You still need to have some sort of health to proceed in any direction. Life is a stage. You're always on stage. You determine the level of grandiosity or how grandiose it is. You determine it. And sometimes the stage means, like I talked about happened to be the vice president of housekeeping. Sometimes your stage is in front of a business of 7 billion. Sometimes your stage is a mic and your social media. Sometimes your stage is alone in the dark, jumping rope till it breaks. Sometimes it's as a mother, as a father, as a husband, as a wife, as a creation, just a human, and everything that comes along with it, which means the seesaw, which means both ends of the spectrum, which means the pendulum swings, and hopefully you can find yourself somewhere in the center so you can truly appreciate when the stage gets big and the lights get bright and you've achieved everything you believe you should achieve for yourself, which makes you the best possible you could think of. And man, that feels good. And I hope you get it. But that also comes with the appreciation of everything that is required when you're not feeling good, when you're not feeling fulfilled, when you're not feeling powerful, when you're by yourself, isolated in the dark, and all the whispers in your head are telling you you're not good enough, it's not going to work, you should just quit. Those are real things. They persist and insist and never go away. Self-improvement, self-help equates to self-health. It shouldn't be thought of as a gimmick. It shouldn't be dismissed. It should be the number one priority in all of our lives. Change your mind, change your life. I am who I say I am. Blessings and stay rich.